KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, there's a bit of a mist in the air. We have 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies today with light rain or drizzle and some fog, mainly this morning, a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cascotti Health System, Cascotti Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, the world's oldest and most experienced spacewoman has just set another record, this time for spacewalking. NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson floated out on the eighth spacewalk of her career this morning, 250 miles above us at the International Space Station. That's the most spacewalks ever performed by a woman. Whitson is a Southwest Iowa native. She hails from Beaconsfield in Ringgold County. Whitson and her spacewalking partner, Shane Kimbrough, needed to complete prep work on a docking port. Kimbrough disconnected the port during a spacewalk last Friday. Flight controllers in Houston moved it to a new location on Sunday, where it will serve as a parking spot for future commercial crew capsules. Midway through today's spacewalk, Whitson will surpass the current record for women of 50 hours and 40 minutes of total accumulated spacewalking time. The 57-year-old Whitson has been in orbit since November. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Wednesday night in Red Oak on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for a probation violation. 42-year-old Justin Wade Woods of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 7:15 p.m. in the 1500 block of North Broadway in Red Oak, and Woods was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report that around 1:21 p.m. on Wednesday, the Pottawatomie County 911 Center received a phone call from an unknown male who indicated that he was armed and inside the Lewis Central High School. The caller made threats of shooting people inside the building and that he was also going to set off explosives. Numerous law enforcement officers responded to the school and conducted a thorough search of the building. No evidence of an armed subject or explosives were found. Both the Lewis Central High School and Middle School had an early out yesterday, so there were very few students inside the building at the time of the incident. However, many faculty and other staff members were inside the school at the time. They were all secured in a safe location while officers searched the building. Nearby schools Titan Hill Intermediate and the Iowa School for the Deaf were placed into a lockout status. And once the situation was deemed safe, they were returned to normal operations. As a precaution, though, officers were present at Titan Hill during the student's dismissal, which had been delayed by several minutes. Officers were in the area investigating the situation for about 90 minutes altogether. No injuries or property damage was reported during the incident. Council Bluffs Police Department detectives are investigating the source of the threatening phone call. And once identified, the caller could face numerous criminal charges, including making terroristic threats. Police in Council Bluffs Wednesday afternoon identified the bicyclist who was struck early Wednesday morning during a hit-and-run accident. The victim was identified as 57-year-old Melvin Brown of Council Bluffs. Bluffs police said emergency crews responded at around 4 a.m. Wednesday to the area of South 13th and 6th Avenue in Council Bluffs following a report of a man lying on the curb with a bicycle. A preliminary scene investigation indicated the bike was struck from behind by an unknown vehicle while it was traveling south. Brown suffered head trauma and was transported to CHI Creighton University Medical Center. And authorities are still asking anyone with information about that incident to contact Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit at 712-328-4948 or Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 328-7867. In an update to our report yesterday morning, officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office clarified an incident whereby a man was injured and arrested for theft in the second degree. Lieutenant Rob Ambrose said in an email to KJAN News that around 11:17 p.m. on Tuesday, Pott County deputies were dispatched to 185th Street in Honey Creek for a suspicious person. The reporting party advised a female had showed up at his residence asking to use the phone. When the reporting party called 911, the female became upset and fled the area on foot. As deputies arrived on the scene, a Chrysler PT Cruiser was located with a male subject near the open driver's door. Deputies turned around to make contact and didn't initially see the male, who was in a ditch about 30 yards from the car. He was lying on the ground. The VIN number on the vehicle was checked and indicated it was stolen out of Fremont, Nebraska. The male party was identified as 44-year-old Stephen Moreland of Omaha. He was taken into custody and charged with theft in the second degree. The female was not located, but has been identified as 43-year-old Takesha Skeens of Council Bluffs. Charges are currently pending against Skeens. Lieutenant Ambrose said the Fremont County, Nebraska Police Department was contacted and will be in contact with the vehicle's owner so they can reclaim that car. In the funeral announcements, Ken Ewalt, age 94, of Manila, died Saturday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital in Denison. Funeral services for Ken Ewalt will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Austin Ault, age 23, of Audubon, died Saturday in rural Audubon County. Funeral services for Austin Ault will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dan Brownsberger, age 78, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Dan Brownsberger will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Karen Janvrin, age 76, of Panora, died March 20th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Karen Janvrin will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Jerry Holliday, age 79, of Atlantic, died January 15th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life memorial services for Jerry Holliday will be Saturday at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jean Elmer Thies, age 66, of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died January 27th. Graveside services for Jean Thies will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock in the Minden Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And John Jack Gopfert, age 80, of Panora, died Tuesday at his home. Cremation has taken place and private family services, graveside services for John Jack Gopfert, will be held in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.